over UNISA regions on radio.unisa.ac.za.
Yes, you are still listening to The Lunchbox right here on UNISA Radio. It is the African voice and it is all about you. We are joined in studio by Chris and Susan from the representatives from the Directorate for Counseling and Career Development at UNISA. And we will be talking about exam revisions today. Good afternoon. Welcome to UNISA Radio.
Good afternoon.
Are you guys good?
Yeah.
We're good.
We're good.
Great. To start this conversation, okay, what are the exam revision tips that you can share with the students?
Okay, is it at that time of the year anyway?
Yeah, it's the time of the year.
Yes, and students have already started with their exams.
Yeah, and panicking.
And all that.
Yeah.
You know, I will say that the first thing it will be for them to draw up a timetable so that they can be able to use their time effectively during this time and also divide each chapter according to the days that are left before they can write their actual exams, because it will help them to determine in terms of the work that that they still need to do and all that. That will be the first start.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, Chris, you want to add something on that?
Well, as Susan has pointed out, time management is one of the most important things, especially during exams, because you don't have much time. So the importance of the timetable is that it helps you keep track of time, like setting up tasks and actually living up to them. And also it helps to make your studying way much more structured than if you just take things spontaneously or randomly.
Okay, hence you mentioned the fact that there is no much time to do that. Do you think it's worth it to for a student to revise in a group?
Well, we all have different learning strategies. Mm-hmm. For some of us, we learn much more better when we're alone. And for some of us, we learn much more better when we're in groups. It all depends on how you have structured your study. With studying in groups, it helps to, when you are struggling with some chapters or some sections of your studies, and also if you need clarity, because you find that in some instances you're struggling with something, whereas your colleagues are very clear on it, or vice versa. So if you need clarity and you need much more refinement with your studies, it would be effective to go study in a group, but then it would also be effective that afterwards you sit alone to in order to be able to encode the studying in your mind and also to work on your retrieval alone, because, I mean, after all, an exam is an individual thing and not a group assignment.
Okay.
It goes back to reflection. You know, after studying with a group, then you alone, you reflect about what you have studied, what you have shared.
What you have gained.
Yeah, what have you gained, to see how far are you, what is it that still need to be done from your side.
So does that also apply, let's say if they are students who are also writing practical, they have practical exams and theory exams, like the way that they have to prepare to revise for exams, is it the same or does it differ?
It differ in regards to that. Problem solving, like somebody who's doing mathematics, chemistry, computer science, those modules, they need practical. Yeah, you need to, if you have to do like some bit of exercise, so if you are using the formulas and stuff like that, you'll have to at least make some time to practice certain whatever format of using formulas. So it will need more time in terms of practicing, because it's not about reading, it's about practicing. So you just have to need to go on practice more often.
Well, yeah, there's differences and also similarities, of course. Mm-hmm. In terms of similarities, dedication, commitment, and discipline play a vital role. So these are the attributes of which are important in both as an individual and also as a group, and also whether it's practicals or not. Those principles still apply on either way. And then on the technicality of the modules, of course, it all depends on how you work. You find that in some tasks, maybe you are tasked to work alone or as a group. Mm-hmm. However, for the sake of being able to, let's say, to, so that you can be comfortable with your work. It helps that afterwards that you do things alone, so that when you prepare for the exam, if you are going to do it or write it alone, it's important that you know how your strengths and challenges, so that when you are actually engaged in the exercise or in the exam, you are able to do it on your own and sufficiently.
Okay. Is there anything that you would...
efficiently. Pardon my English.
It's okay. Okay. So is there anything that you would like to add on this topic?
Yes. One other thing, it will be about doing a mock exam for yourself. Mm. You know, it will also help you to actually see, just allocate a time where you can be able to do that test as if you are writing the real exam, just to see how far and how, in terms of managing the time through the exam, because they only give us like 2 hours depending on the paper and stuff like that. And then you can also use the assignment questions, the responses that you got from the lecture. That will help also help you to determine in terms of if it's something to do with an essay, your reasoning and all that. So it will also help. So if you can just allocate a time to do a mock exam for a certain time of a certain period, then see from there the outcomes and compare it with the answers from the lectures.
Mm.
Yeah, it will also help.
Yeah, and it's also important when preparing for exams to work on previous assignments, previous exam papers. Susan touched on it a bit. And also the learning activities on the study materials. Because most of the questions that come in the exam papers, you find that some of them actually come from the assignments, from their learning activities and from previous exam papers. Now, another advantage to that is that when you work on those questions, it gives you an idea on how they ask the questions. Because you find that in some instances when they ask you a question, you do know the answer, but you're not aware, primarily because of how they asked the question. Mm-hmm. So it's important to sensitize yourself to that, so that when you're in the exam room, even if they change the wording, because sometimes they find that the only thing that they change is the wording or how they structure the question. Sometimes it might just give you a scare and you think, I've never seen this before. Whereas it's what you've been
thinking. Just the terminology.
Yeah, the terminology. So yeah, I think those are some of the things that students can explore and work on so that they can do well in their exams.
And also, to share letter 101. Students get to, like, sometimes they do forget to actually go back, because on the this tutorial letter, they normally give the exam format of the paper. You know, it might be brief or long or anything like that, but they give a format of how the exam paper would look like. So I will encourage students to even, you know, go back to that tutorial letter and have a look, so that at least they have an idea before they get into the exam.
All right, thank you very much, guys, for your time. It is now 18 minutes past 2 and you're still listening to UNISA Radio. This is The Lunchbox, the African voice. You know, you and I know it is all about you. For now, let's pass by here. Nguwe lo Athama Fugadi.
UNISA Radio on Twitter @UNISA Radio.